C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, December 17th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. There's no shortage of information about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies out there, but how reliable is it? That's questionable. And many people still don't really understand how it works or what the risks are. Stepping in to fill the information gap is a crop of online investment groups that aim to help everyday investors learn the rules of the road.
People have heard of all of these other cryptocurrencies, and they tend to put them all in the same bin. I think that's the part that is the biggest learning curve and the gap, because people just think that because they're digital assets, they're all the same, and it could be further from the truth.
On today's show, we'll talk with Lamar Wilson. He co-founded a cryptocurrency investment group that aims to educate investors who may have missed out on the early crypto craze, but still want a piece of the pie. That's after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Every time the price of Bitcoin spikes, a new wave of buyers enters the market. In the first half of 2021, for example, the number of people who own cryptocurrency doubled to more than 220 million, according to Crypto.com. But there's still a large information void, especially for individual investors who either own crypto or are on the outside looking in. Lexington, Kentucky resident Lamar Wilson saw the need to fill in that knowledge gap and co-founded the Black Bitcoin Billionaires Group. It's one of many groups on social media that aims to break down the complexities of cryptocurrency and make it more understandable and accessible. Lamar, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm very good. So Lamar, tell us, why did you create the Black Bitcoin Billionaires Group?
Well, I've been in the Bitcoin space for a while, and I noticed that there was an actual void of people who look like me when I went to conferences. So I would go to a conference and there may be two or three black people at the conference. And I realized that it wasn't for the fact that black people couldn't understand Bitcoin. It was for the fact that they weren't intentional about inviting black people to the conference. So I said, you know what? If I'm going to learn about this amazing technology, I'm going to have to get this word out here myself and be very intentional about who I get the word out there to. So I started a group on Facebook that was pretty large. It wound up growing to about 26,000 people. And one of those members told me about Clubhouse. And I was like, well, to continue the mission, what I have to do is get on the Clubhouse and start the same thing. And so I founded Black Bitcoin Billionaire and asked my friend Bitcoin Zay to come along so that we could both found it together. And that's why we did it, so that we could actually be intentional about getting the information about Bitcoin to the black community.
How many members does the group have now? And what are the members' backgrounds?
Man, the group has about 138,000 members right now, so it continues to grow. So it's grown a lot within a year. The makeup of the group is probably around 40% black. The rest of the group is a hodgepodge of all types of individuals. We have black people, Latinx, people from Nigeria, people from El Salvador. We have people from all over the world in the group. So it's a very, very, very diverse group. And I like to say it's probably one of the most diverse groups on the entire application of Clubhouse.
And tell me about the ages of people that belong to the group.
Oh, man. It's, again, as diverse as it is culturally and ethically, the big diversity also comes in from an age perspective. We have teenagers in the group, people as young as 16, 17. And then we have, there's a young lady in our group. I believe she's 91 years old that comes in. And then we have Crypto Granny, who's, I think, 74, 75. So you have people along the entire spectrum. I think the majority of the people though kind of rest between their 20s and 50s, right? But we still have that huge spectrum of people throughout the entire group. It's a very large group, so you're going to have a lot of different people.
Now, what are you hoping members will learn about investing in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency by being in the group?
The idea for us is to basically focus more on the self-sovereignty and the generational wealth aspects of Bitcoin. The fact that Bitcoin is this asset that cannot be confiscated once you own it yourself is extremely powerful for the black community, because in this country, when we've been able to build wealth, Many times that wealth has either been burned down, taken from us, confiscated, so on and so forth. And so with Bitcoin being an asset that you cannot confiscate once you own your own keys, no one else can confiscate. It makes it extremely powerful. And so we try to focus on that part of Bitcoin as an alternative to a financial system that hasn't always worked in our favor.
Where have you noticed are the biggest knowledge gaps when it comes to the group members and investing in cryptocurrency?
The biggest gap, I think, usually comes from the fact that people have heard of all of these other cryptocurrencies and they tend to put them all in the same bin. So they make Bitcoin the same as, say, a Shiba Inu or something like that. That's a meme coin that's meant to be fun and just be a meme. I think that's the part that is the biggest learning curve and the gap, because people just think that because they're digital assets, they're all the same, and it could be further from the truth. And so we spend a lot of time educating on why Bitcoin is completely different than something like a Shiba Inu.
You know, Lamar, Bitcoin is one of the riskier investments out there. That's not a surprise to anybody. But what kinds of pitfalls about investing in crypto do you try to inform the group members about?
A lot of times we'll say only invest what you can afford to lose. And so the reason why we say that is because we know it's extremely volatile. And we also realize that because of its volatility, that people will probably sell before they even get the benefits of actually holding on to it. And so we say, listen, use this as a savings account that you're never going to touch. It's almost like buying a piece of land in Manhattan in the 1700s. If you could put $5 a week towards a piece of land in Manhattan in the 1700s, it would behoove you to hold on to it and to keep it until for generations to come and allow your family and friends and everyone else that you love to partake in that land moving forward and be able to use it as collateral. So that's what we talk about in Bitcoin. We say, listen, use the money that you can afford to lose, the money you were going to buy your coffee with, or the extra money you were going to spend on Netflix or whatever, right? This extra amount of money. Don't go putting your life savings in it, your mortgage money, none of that. Don't make those huge bets. And then if you want to, you can. But we just say it's probably better for you to dollar cost average in and make sure that you own it, own a little bit of it over time, and not try to just completely take a huge bet on it. Because if you put the money you need into it, you're more likely to get rid of it before it even gets the value that we think is going to be shown in the future.
So what have you heard back from members in terms of what they've learned, and has it paid off?
Yeah, many members are extremely happy. We did a whole campaign to tell people, like, listen, if you want a goal, become a Satoshi millionaire. So a Satoshi is the smallest unit of Bitcoin. And so our big push was during what we call Black Future Month, not Black History Month, it's Black Future Month of February. Our whole goal and focus was to see how many people we could get to become Satoshi millionaires, which is to buy a million Satoshis. And at that time, when we first started the campaign, buying a million Satoshis was about $200. Like, it was $180 to $220, something like that, in December. We continued to push that up into February, and that's when we did the campaign. And at that time, I think being a Satoshi millionaire may have cost you about $280 to $300. Now, of course, becoming a Satoshi millionaire is around $500. So those people who became Satoshi millionaires at the beginning of the year, they feel really good, right? Their Satoshis have gone up considerably. The amount of the actual dollar amount has gone up considerably, and they start to understand what we mean by holding it for the long term. And so a lot of those members are extremely happy about that, and they tend to keep coming back to learn more about the technology and about how it works within the macroeconomic system. So yeah, I think a lot of the members are extremely happy.
All right, that's Lamar Wilson, co-founder of Black Bitcoin Billionaires. Lamar, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
If only life had a remote control, you could pause or rewind. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.